The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Bless the name of the Lord for this opportunity to be on this side of the auditorium. And I also want to appreciate Papa, our senior pastor. I'd like you to appreciate him this evening for the privileges that he has given unto us. And I also like you to celebrate Mama tonight. Let us celebrate God in their life. Papa, we celebrate you. Mama, we also celebrate you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are going to be dealing with character for supernatural restoration. Character for supernatural restoration. And I would like us to be prepared, as in to write, because the manner of tonight is wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, say, how is my character? Praise God. Hallelujah. Character is very important to success. Amen. Every successful man in life has character. Praise the Lord. If you have seen anyone that is successful in life, maybe you've seen someone that is successful, look into their life properly well. They have character. Praise the Lord. You cannot claim to be godly with a bad character. Your character defines who you are and what you attract. Praise God. Your character defines who you are and what you attract. Like the Yoruba will say that, sorry, I will just say this, that Obirio Niwa, Olowo Lorio call. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Character is what defines you, and it's what people use to identify who you are. Praise God. You know, characters speak about many things about us. Like, I just remember now, there used to be a woman in our vicinity very long time ago. I actually grew up in like a slum, Amor Dauphin, you know, from Amor Dauphin, you go to Apapa, praise the Lord. And there used to be this woman, Mama Sukomi. You know, the reason why I can remember, as in that memory could come back now, is because of that of the character of Mama Sukomi. You know, he's used to abusing people, as in his delight. He loves abusing people. You know, raining curses like that, and that also, you know, his children too pick from his character. Praise the Lord. And if you want to describe them, you say, you know, Mama Duman Shekbe, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is interested in your character. Character is demonstrated in action, and in true character reside the heart. The true character resides in the heart. Praise God. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. God actually wanted to test some people's character. Let's open our Bible to Numbers, chapter 13. Numbers, chapter 13. I'll read from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their father shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Praise God. God actually gave Moses an assignment. He wanted to test character. And Moses had to select leaders, as in he carefully selected them. Just like we have the cell leaders, and you know, And Aaron is to be, the senior pastor wants to give an assignment, and he wants the leader to actually go for the assignment. Praise the Lord. And he selects the cell leaders. Praise the Lord. And Moses actually carefully did what God asked him to do. He selected them carefully. Praise the Lord. Let's go. I won't be reading. Okay, let's just go to verse 26 of Numbers chapter 13. It said, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." Praise the Lord. They came back with good report. You know, God have actually shown them that there is milk and honey in Canaan where they are actually going to. And when he sent those leaders to go and assess, as to go and affirm what God has actually confirmed to them, they came back with good report. They said, the milk and honey is so real there, we can see it. Verse 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong. Somebody say character. The people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Verse 29. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanite dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30. And Caleb still the people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Caleb still. He stopped them. They've actually given good reports of milk and honey, but now they are now talking about the giants that will not allow them to enjoy the milk and honey. But Caleb, a man of character, still them. He stopped them. He said, stop it. Before Moses, and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, character is so important, and God is so interested in our character. If God will give any assignment, He will give any assignment based on character. Praise the Lord. God will give assignment based on what? Based on character. And that is why it is very good that we work on our character. Tonight I pray that God will grant us the grace for a godly character in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Quickly, let's look at what is character. I have many definitions there. That's why I said you're going to write. It is one of the most important things you have. Character is one of the most important things you have. It is the currency with which people relate with exchange with your personality. It is the currency with which people relate with exchange with your personality. Character definition number two. It is the way someone thinks, feels, and behaves. It is the way someone thinks, feels, and behaves. And I write here, I said, character is more of personality than possibility. Praise God. Somebody will say, why? You know, possibility is you are used to things happening, as in things are actually happening. You know, you are used to it. But character is your personality. Even when things are not working, you make it work. Praise the Lord. So it's a personality. Even when things, as in it's so real that this thing, there's no way. You make a way. Praise the Lord. As in, all hope has been lost about it. But your personality does not take no for an answer. Praise the Lord. Definition number three. Character is the summation of the principles you have inside by which you live outside life. Character is the summation of the principles you have inside by which you live outside life. For example, some of us, we've had an encounter, you know, of some young people making exploits. And we are surprised. How are these people making it? To make things not actually comfortable now. The person is even small, he's not big, but he's doing big things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then I write here, I said, build your character and not your stature. Praise God. Build your character and not your stature. You see, when you have godly character, when you have godly character, godly and goodly character, you begin to do exploits. Praise the Lord. Restoration will be so easy. Praise God. You know, it is not when Samuel was to anoint somebody in Jesse's house, and Jesse, as the father, brought out all his children, and you will not blame him. It cannot fathom that David will be the man. And he came with those fine guys looking tall. I mean, they are looking presentable. Praise the Lord. But God told Samuel, he said, that none of them. And the man of character is in the bush. Praise the Lord. And he had to call him. Number four definition of character. It is the features and trait that form the individual nature of a person. It is the features and trait that form the individual nature of a person. Number five. It is a set of qualities that makes a place or thing different from other places or things. Praise God. You know, during when banks are having issues, you know, and banks are to be merged like that. In the real sense, when you go to some banks, you will actually see it on their faces that there's a problem. But when you enter some banks, it is their character to smile. Even if you are not happy, you must smile. That is their character. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a set of qualities that make a place or thing different from other places or things. Number six, the last definition. Your character is what God sees in you, not just what people see in you. Your character is what God sees in you and not just what people see in you. God saw man's character as bad. But Noah was a just man, a man with good character. We all know the story of Noah. God was not pleased with what was happening, and he wanted to destroy the world, and he had to exempt Noah because of character. Praise the Lord. Quickly, we don't have time. Let us look at why you need character for supernatural restoration. Why do we need, you know, we've gone through several definitions. So now we're looking at why you need character for supernatural restoration. Number one, faith in God is one of the character of a Christian. Faith in God is one of the character of a Christian. Christian character begins with faith in Christ. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Faith is what separates Christian character from just being civil or having morals. Praise the Lord. So faith is what faith and character separates you as a Christian from any other person, from an unbeliever. Amen. You know, we are just coming out from a pandemic, and on a normal day, when you go to some houses, they won't grant you audience. Even when you have taken a good news to them, they don't grant you audience. Praise the Lord. But as a Christian, as a Christian with character, you know, despite that there's pandemic, you still welcome people to your house. You even give them food. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is what separates us from the world. Amen. Number two, why you need character for supernatural restoration. Without character, you cannot please God. Without character, you cannot please God. When the ways of a man please God, he makes things work for him. Even the enemies will favor him. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. Your character attracts the person of God. Your character attracts the person of God. Without character, you can't please God. As in, God cannot work with you. God cannot use you without character. You know, I said it earlier on. If you are looking for an assignment, if you want God to commit something in your hands, make sure you have character. Praise God. Number three, why you need character for supernatural restoration. Character affects every areas of our lives. Character affects every areas of our lives. Your life can be make up or break down via character. Your life can be make up or break down via character. Let's look at an example of Samson. Samson was anointed, but he lacked character. He lost everything. He lost everything. He lost everything with the anointing that he has, with the power and stature and everything. He lost everything because he lacked character. He's devoid of character. Esau is another very good example. Esau was destined for covenant promise. Esau, as in looking at the hierarchy, Esau deserved it. Esau was denied, was destined for covenant promise, but trade it for lack of character. He traded for lack of character. He's actually the senior, and by hierarchy, he should be the senior, though they are twins, but he came out first. So automatically, he becomes the senior. But out of indiscipline of character, he lost it. I pray that we will not lose anything through our character in Jesus' name. Amen. Number four. Character makes you valuable. Character makes you valuable. Character makes you valuable. Your worth determines your place in life. Your worth determines your place in life. A man of character is a man of value. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6b. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 16, verse 6b, yeah. But a faithful man who can find, praise the Lord, a faithful man who can find. Your character shows your integrity. We have issues with character. Even in this generation, it's more or less a generational thing. Especially in this very dispensation, you find out that people don't actually give preference to Christians again, because of they found out that our character is compromised. Praise the Lord. People used to believe that if you are a Christian, automatically you have good character. But nowadays it has been compromised that even in the secular world, in the workplaces, people find it difficult to give preference because they've seen characters compromised. Praise the Lord. A person of character would demonstrate uncompromising integrity throughout any situation of life. A person of character will demonstrate uncompromising integrity throughout any situation of life. You see, many times, you know, there are always excuses for compromising integrity. You know, sometimes it is we want to help ourselves. Sometimes we are not patient enough. And sometimes it is indiscipline. But if you learn to portray a godly character, even in difficult times, that is when you are being tested. And it is when you pass the test that you can actually say that you are a man of character, you are a man of integrity. So you don't have any excuse to compromise your character at any point in time. You know, in the most difficult situation that, you know, you don't even have to be told to compromise, but you know the God that you serve, and you will not want to disappoint God. You maintain your character and integrity. I pray that God Almighty will grant us the grace to maintain our integrity in Jesus' name. Number 5. Character announces you in the place of honor. Character announces you in the place of honor. Genesis chapter 41, verse 12 to 14. Genesis chapter 41, verse 12 to 14. And there was there with as a young man an Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and so on like that. It's just all about Joseph. And when you look at verse 39, before he was called to the palace, he has demonstrated an uncompromising character. And we can see that in Genesis chapter 39, when he was faced with as a one-on-one with temptation. Joseph was faced with one-on-one temptation, but he didn't compromise. And that actually happened in Genesis 39. In 41, he was promoted. Praise the Lord. It was actually, he, as a situation, made him to find himself in the prison. But he later gets to the palace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor again, say, how is my character? Keys to godly character. Keys to godly character. To live a godly character is not possible by the arm of flesh. Hence, to develop godly character, it is important that you embrace God's principle, not man's principle. Praise the Lord. It is important that you embrace God's principle and not man's principle. You say, why you want to go by man's principle? There's no way you will not compromise. There's no way you will not compromise. You know, in the civil service, we all know if you want to actually, get something from the civil service as a contractor, if you want to get something, there are some things that you must do for you to get what you want. And if you don't do it, you might not get what you want. You understand? And most of the time, you know, businessmen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and marketers, amen, have to do it just to find their way. Praise the Lord. But if you actually want to portray godly character, you must not do it you must not go by man's way, as in man's principle is ruled out. Number 1. Keys to godly character. Live by the word of God, not the culture of man. live by the word of God, not the culture of men. Number two, make the leading of the Holy Spirit a matter of priority. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. As many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. You cannot do it alone. You know, many times sometimes you find yourself in it. You need the Holy Spirit to direct you. You know, sometimes you are at the verge of concurring, but because you have the Holy Spirit in you, most of the time, the Holy Spirit is there and is there to caution us. But, you know, just because of what we want to get, we'll block our ears. We don't want to hear Holy Spirit at that particular time. After then, when we have actually succeeded in getting what we want, then we can now listen to the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't work that way. At every point in time, you must make Holy Spirit a priority before you take decisions so that you don't find yourself in compromise. Praise the Lord. You can also read Galatians chapter 6, verse 16. Number three, a life of devotion to God and the things of God. A life of devotion to God and the things of God. This includes constant fasting, as we are doing, prayers and fellowshipping with the people of God, not forsaking the gathering of the people of God. You see, it really helps. It helps our character. You know, just like I told you, I grew up in a slum, or you call it a rural place. And if we actually want to go by what is actually happening in my surroundings, praise the Lord, I will not be gentle. I don't know why I'm gentle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because my area is not gentle. And you find every, even as a kid, you claim your ground. Because you just see a kid will just come and say, "Toba be anybody that go debi by." I mean, you understand? And for you to be able to also represent, you say, "Won't be me that, my debe." And you cannot do that just by gentleness. You have to, you understand? Hallelujah. Praise God. Keys to godly character. Fear God. Fear God. Let the fear of God be the supreme light in guidance of your action and deeds. Fear God. Let the fear of God be the supreme light in guidance of your actions and deeds. You know, there's bankruptcy of the fear of God, and that is why this time around I read in books that you can put your goods outside in the front of your house, and people will buy and put money, but you can't do that now. Praise the Lord. You can't do, even with gates in your shop, they will still invade your shop. Praise the Lord. Because there's bankruptcy of the fear of God. Not too long, you know, people don't fear God at all. They even rob God. Praise the Lord. They don't care. They rob God. So there's bankruptcy of the fear of God, which is not good at all. So you must fear God. Let the fear of God be the supreme light in guidance of your action and deeds. Number five, key to godly character. Dissociate from ungodly association. Dissociate from ungodly association and relationship. Let's open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, for you to build a good character, then it is very important that you don't unequally yoke with unbeliever. You know, sometimes you just say, I'm a remini one, and you know, we actually grew up together. We grew up. Oh, my, difficult, you know. But the truth is that there's no way, if you continue having relationship with them, your relationship with them will actually affect your character. One way or the other. Unconsciously, you just find that if you're not careful, they begin to rub on you. Though you come to church and you know you are a worker, but how many hours do you spend in church? You spend most of your hours at home and okay with these friends, and most of the time they rub up on you. You know, it is priority now. You know, you don't give more attention, you know, in building up your character by righteousness and by dwelling among the people of God. Most of your time is with those people. More or less, you will become like them. Praise the Lord. So you have to dissociate from ungodly association. You can also read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Our time is gone. Number C, be disciplined. Be disciplined. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Be disciplined in all your thought, time, talk, and appetite. Praise the Lord. Esau, because of his appetite, he lost it because of appetite. And you know, sometimes it is our time, where we spend our time. And sometimes it is our thought, as in what we think. Praise the Lord. You know, what you watch from the teachers, they've made us understand that when what you see stick more than what you hear. Praise the Lord. And that is why they will prefer to teach with pictures, because it stick more. So it's, you know, other things, you know, that we watch more or less build something into our mind, and it erode our characters. It erode. It doesn't grow our characters. It erode our characters. And you can also write this down. I actually missed this. Just note this, that character is not by age, but by grace. Character is not by age, but by grace. We can see that in David. He was preferred. Characters erodes or grows. It depends on you. You know, that is why you will see somebody, they will say, ah, and he used to be a very good person before. But because he has mingled, now the character is eroded. He's not growing it. So character erodes or grows. Then I also have here that God never allows a congregation of God without a character. God never allows a congregation of God. I said congregation of God without a character. Jesus was a character in the New Testament. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So every congregation of God, you will see a character. We have congregation and we have congregation. I talk about congregation of God. You will always find a character. Praise the Lord. Godly character is fundamental to assessing supernatural restoration. If the character be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11, verse 3. Your character forms the bedrock for your connection to total restoration. Your character forms the bedrock for your connection to total restoration. Mordecai could not have been rewarded by the king. We know the story of Mordecai. He wouldn't have been rewarded by the king if he was a man of bad character. If he's actually a man of bad character, he wouldn't have been rewarded. He had a good character, a godly character, though it lingered. For, you know, it's as if he's been forgotten. But it was later remembered. And it pays. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, it pays to be good. Joseph would not have made it to the palace If he's not a man with character, he wouldn't have made it to the palace. It's not easy. I mean, a slave to the prison and getting to the palace, not just to the palace. He became almost like second in command to the prime minister as at then. Most of the time, it is in film that we see those things. In real life, it's sure possible, praise the Lord, but it's possible. A characterless person is like salt that has lost its saltness. Salt that has lost its saltness is worthless. Salt that has lost its saltness is worthless. I pray tonight for you today that God will make you a man and a woman of godly and goodly character in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray tonight, but before we pray, you know, we've just treated character tonight, and we're going to pray that God should grant us the grace for good character. But before we pray, I know everybody here is born again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't say if you want to give your life to Christ, but we are rededicating a character. Praise the Lord. One way or the other, your character has been compromised. Praise the Lord. And you want to rededicate your life to Christ. Those watching us online, one way or the other, you have compromised.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.